Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This Matt Shaw story is interesting. Matt Shaw is a Cubs rookie. Gary Cohen, the Mets announcer last night, was criticizing Matt Shaw for missing a game because he went to Charlie Kirk's funeral. Matt Shaw, after the game, you know, there's a lot of controversy around it, so the media was all around him. And Matt Shaw said, look, Erica asked me to be there. And Charlie Kirk was a big part of his life. He knew Charlie Kirk and so he went to a friend's funeral. And Erica asked him to be there, too. And so Matt Shaw went. And it's an interesting. We had Baby Gate here.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, the birth of a child, birth of a child. Of someone. You probably need to stay out of that.
Yeah.
Let them do what they're going to do.
Why do
you have an opinion on
that? Yeah, I mean, because it was a pennant race. They're playing for the playoffs.
I get it. But there's only one funeral.
And because Charlie Kirk was not a relative, the Cubs didn't get a chance to replace him. It's kind of like an unexcused absence.
Oh, so if it's a relative, you can go, and the
team can make arrangements so your spot isn't just void.
I mean, it's not like Matt Shaw is. Well, he's an integral part, but he's a rookie, and you can absolutely sit a guy down for a night. I mean, this was a bigger issue for Matt Shaw than a baseball game. And it's such a hard thing because of what Charlie Kirk meant to Matt Shaw. That's it. And Gary Cohen, that's just weird, Gary Cohen said. It's just weird for a guy to miss a game.
Well,
really?
You know, people said that about it's weird. Well, let's not act like it hasn't happened with guys who've missed games for birth of children.
Yeah, right.
You know, they've said the same thing. How are you missing a game for that? We heard that. That was the prevailing notion with David Williams.
Yeah.
Was how are you missing a game? So, and that's a birth of a child. That's a one-time thing, too.
People questioned Vince Carter. It wasn't the birth of a child, but remember, he went to go.
Well, that was stupid.
He went to go walk his graduation. Then he had to fly back for a playoff game in Game 7. So,
well, he still played.
He played, but people say, how could you be prepared? Or shouldn't you be resting? You're on a flight, and you got to come back, and you got the biggest game of your career. So when you miss games, people will have their opinion on it.
Well, listen, Kyrie Irving, he missed games because he had a birthday party to go to.
Birthday parties are important.
Yeah.
And they mark passage of time.
Right. And he was shook by – what event happened that shook him?
Well, remember the bubble was going on.
Which event are you shook by?
I don't know which event.
It wasn't George Floyd.
There was a couple things.
I think it was something. Remember he got on a Zoom call
with
somebody with, I don't know.
I forget.
I don't even know if I want to include him in any of this crap. he had, it's actually been quiet. I give him a lot of credit. He's actually chilled out and played basketball.
Yeah.
He's not hurt. He actually hasn't been basketball Kanye. He's just been pretty for a while there. He and Kanye were traveling the same path, and then Kanye really went over the top. And then you had basketball player. Who are we talking about?
Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving. actually kind of chilled out. And once he was traded to the first year wasn't great when he was traded to the Mavericks, but it was he's chilled out since then.
Yeah, he appeared on a Zoom call. It was regarding some volunteer work and, you know, social, I don't know if you want to call it social justice or whatever it was, but he wasn't playing for the Knicks at the time, and he appeared on a Zoom call, and people took issue with that. It was about the social issues in the country that he was, and he was heavily involved in that while the Nets were playing a game at the same time.
Right, right. And then, the birthday party was big, too. I mean, you got to go to your sister's birthday party.
I mean, yeah. He felt it was more important than playing for the Nets. And honestly, if the Nets at the time, he was right. KD was hurt. KD wasn't even playing. He was right on that one.
Who's on the line, Dell?
We got multiple people, but first, it's Milo.
Milo, what's up, Milo?
Hello, am I coming in loud and clear, Johnny?
You're there, Milo. Thank you for calling.
I just want to let you know it's over. It's over, Johnny. The Astros are no longer a factor.
No.
It makes me want to take a crap inside my truck. Oh. You know, I heard you talking about Tommy John.
Yeah, go ahead, Milo.
What about him, Milo? What about him?
You know, you hurt your elbow when you throw the ball too hard and you put too much spin on it. The only time I hurt my elbow like that was drinking too much coffee, if you know what I mean. We're spending a lot of time on the road alone.
I don't like where
that hurts.
No more Milo
John.
On a mobile.
That's no all. More?
No more.
No more.
No more. Well, first, okay. He was coffee, then he was saying time on the road alone, and that's when I knew it was just too much.
What?
Right. He's just
lifting the cup up and down.
Yeah, no. That's not too much time alone on the road. I don't think anyone's gotten Tommy John surgery from that.
Johnny?
John.
True story? Hey. Milo got so mad that I said crap on the radio that he, like, went to management when I was at 610.
No. Oh, he used to call us.
Oh, why, you guys need to talk about that. Like, he would tell us what to do on our show.
A week ago, the 10-year anniversary of his death. So should it be Milo the ghost on the mobile?
Well, it used to be.
Shouldn't that be it? Not just Milo? Yeah.
Do you know I had a guy at 790, a guy named Daryl, who could do the greatest Milo. It was staggering how good it was. Like, he could full, and this is when Milo would come. So Milo would come in to cut Trulux commercials and something else. And, you know, because Milo was real close to Mike Armstrong back in the day, and he would do the poblano soup. That was his favorite, poblano soup. And, Milo was walking down the hall, and I was walking. I came around the corner and was walking, and I saw him. And both of us simultaneously just, like, turned around and went the other way because we didn't want to talk to each other and see each other.
I wouldn't put Milo on poblano peppers.
Yeah, I don't know if he liked it, but he talked about it a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. He was really good friends with Jim Fiume from Gulf Coast Windows, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, great friends. And I think maybe he was doing a Gulf Coast Windows spot, too.
Did we have Milo Daly with O'Reilly? Not O'Reilly, but there was something else.
O'Reilly.
It wasn't O'Reilly, but it was another auto part place where Milo would come on. I want to say it was every day at the same time when you and I first started on the first year. It might have been every week at a certain time.
Might have been every day.
I felt like it was every day because we were home with the Astros.
It felt like it. Who's next, though? Blake is with us. Hey, Blake.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I wanted to get a draft breakdown from Lance. I wanted to know if you felt these undrafted free agents were slighted. Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka didn't make the Ryder Cup team, and I wanted to get your breakdown on why you think exactly they didn't make the cut.
Easy. Swing planes are wrecked right now. Neither one of their swing planes are good. And both of them are having a hard time with approach shots. Neither one is putting well. You know, frankly, I wouldn't have taken them either. And when I do, and I have just on my own, I don't publish it, but I do a top 20 Ryder Cup list as the season progresses.
Right.
And
well, honestly, do you feel like the guys who made it instead, the guys at the end, who, you know, who those guys who
they're all
good. Feel like they deserve?
I thought they all deserved it.
And who do you feel like deserved it over them?
Over who? The guys I didn't think, I thought they did a great job. I think the captain did an amazing job of putting everything together. Sam Burns. Yep.
No.
He's not the captain. You mean?
Well, you would know. He's not the captain. Well,
yeah, you know. You know.
He's one of the guys who made the team.
And I wouldn't have taken John Rahm because he could be a plant because he's not from this country.
Well, you can't take John Rahm.
And that's why I didn't put him on there because he's also would be a plant, an industry plant.
Well, it would be illegal since he's on the Europe team.
That's my whole point, guys. Right. So once their swing planes kind of got out of whack, to me, I was like, you can't trust these guys. I'm not putting them anywhere near it.
Well, you may be dead on. I don't know about their swing planes, but they're not playing great golf. So.
No, they're not. They're not.
Lance That's was telling me that he's very thrilled that J.J. Spahn made the team, though.
Yep. I'm a big J.J. Spahn.
He thought
Spahn
that was a good call to put J.J. Spahn.
Yeah, I was a big – once he made that long putt, I was like, this is my guy, J.J. Spahn.
Well, yeah.
And don't forget about the people's champ, Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler. I mean, with the hair and the hat and the belt and the women.
Well, he's not on the team.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't make it. That's my whole point.
The hair and the belt and the women, mean his wife? What do you mean the
and
women?
The last question I have, is Paul McBeth the greatest disc golfer ever?
Yeah. I mean, he's got lots of his own discs named after him.
Is that true?
Did he have his own discs? Yeah, all those
named
guys.
After him?
Well, yeah, well, they put their names on discs.
Does he get, like, companies. A signature disc, like, Tatum is out there going on tour promoting his Tatum 4s. What's his name again? Paul who? Does he have like the Paul?
What's his name again, Lance?
Yeah, what's the disc golfer's name again?
Paul McBeth.
Does Paul McBeth have the McBeth 4s when it comes to his disc that he throws, signature disc?
Well, he was a top-rated disc golfer in 15, 17, 18, and again in 19.
So he may have
and he's widely
disc.
Considered to be, in my own words, he's widely considered to be the best disc golfer in the modern era.
In your own words.
In my words.
Wikipedia words?
No, in my own words. Uh-huh. He did not finish outside of the top. Now, if I recall, he did not finish outside of the top two at the World Championship between 12 and 22. And he was a top-rated player, like I said, 15, 17, 18, 19. He turned pro in 08 with
you remember,
career earnings.
What kind of draft did you write him up? Or no?
Well, you know, he played at the European Open, by the way.
He did?
Yeah.
You didn't write him up when he came out in 08?
No, I wasn't writing up disc golfers at that particular point. Okay.
John, I'm looking at J.J. Spahn, and I'm confused.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is confusing.
He's not confusing. No. Have you ever heard his voice?
No, I've never heard
him
speak.
That will confuse you further. You think he's going to sound like Jeffrey Wright, and he doesn't.
What is
he's got a Jeffrey Wright look.
What is J.J. Spahn, John? Has that been
What does that mean,
confirmed?
Del?
What is he?
He's a professional.
He's a professional male golfer.
He's golfer, not food, not fun.
Are we sure?
What's that game play, John?
Male golfer, female golfer.
Yeah.
He's a
male golfer.
Yeah, but what kind of male golfer is he?
What kind? The kind that wins. U.S. Opens, that's the kind.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean.
Well, no, I don't know what you mean.
Is he a nice man?
He's a great guy.
Is he a nice man?
Everybody loves him.
I'm just looking at him.
Just say it. Here, let me type it for you. J.J. Spahn and
Type whatever you think.
Ethnicity. There it is.
That's not right. That's not what I meant. I meant, is he better?
America. That's what he is.
The short game, or is he a long?
His mother's side. I'll answer the real question you're asking. His mother's side is both Filipino and Mexican roots.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not what I was interested in,
but okay. And his father's of European descent.
European descent? What does that mean? From Portugal? What does that mean?
It could mean anything, frankly.
It could be Czechoslovakia.
It could be from the Ukraine.
It could mean anything. Well, if I remember correctly, in my own words, he was born in Los Angeles.
In your own words. Okay. Again.
His father was John Michael Spahn, I believe, senior.
Yeah.
That's what you believe, huh?
He was of European descent.
How is he JJ if he's John Michael?
John Michael Jr.
Well,
yeah,
he's JJ.
He's John Michael Spahn Jr.
Well, it's John Jr.
John Jr.
John Jr. JJ. JJ, yeah. I imagine. I just was confused. I didn't know how good of a man he was, and but John told me he was
he
a good guy.
He went to San Diego State, if I remember
correctly. No, you read that. You didn't remember anything.
If you recall.
You remember him as an Aztec back in the day?
Do you recall it from reading it a second ago?
No, but he's been on my radar because of my top 20. Top 20 Ryder Cup, my rolling Ryder Cup ratings. You know, some people take rolling ratings
for
quarterbacks.
Why do you keep it every year? It's not like they play the Ryder Cup
every
other.
You know, if we had a Ryder Cup every year, I'd like to know who would have been on the team.
Okay, you just keep track.
But you also got President's Cup, which happens every other year.
Yeah, I don't keep the President's. Well, sometimes I'll use my Ryder Cup, but then a lot of the top guys won't play President's Cup because everyone hates it.
Well, I'll ask you this. If you look at the Ryder Cup team and you love a guy like J.J. Spahn, where would you tell him to go get a car?
I tell him Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I know he's going to get 0% financing rates on a truck right now with the Turbo Max engine, the Chevy Silverado crew cab. I know that for a fact. And so I want my Ryder Cup golfers to be able to focus in with 0% finance rates. That's me. That's how I want my team to perform at a high rate. You know how hard it is to focus when you've got a finance rate of 5.9%, 6.5%? It's hard. So why don't you get 0% finance rates? It lowers your payments. They'll hook you up with payments as long as 84 months so that you can get the payments where you want. You may be someone who says, look, if I've got a low finance rate, a low interest rate, and I'm going to keep this truck, why not finance it over 7 years? You know, I'm not getting beat up by a finance rate, and I want to lower my payments to make it, you know, more to make it easier to pay off on a monthly basis. And this is going to be my truck for years and years. Man, that's the way to go then. 84 months, low finance rate to no interest rate for well-qualified buyers. Just go to the website to find complete details. Or, of course, you could also get on the phone, call them, start the chat online. But they've got Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra pickup trucks, and just to lock in on pickup trucks, they have amazing exterior and interior features so you can get it exactly the way you want, including interior and exterior. My wife wanted a particular type of interior for her car. They called around to 4 different dealerships until they found the right dealership that had the interior she was looking for. That's the Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC way. Out in Angleton, Craig DeSurf runs that ship, and he runs a tight ship, and everyone there loves him, and they love you. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Hey, it is Trailblazer Tour time at Texas Card House. Over $2 million in guarantees and a $1 million title event. Huge, huge. $1 million guaranteed. So, I mean, if you're a player, I mean, your players are coming from all over to be in this thing. There are multiple first days. I don't know if you're not a card player, you don't know what that means, but there are multiple first days that you can get involved and have a chance. might as well be the lottery. No, it ain't the lottery. I mean, every day or every one of these big events, somebody deserves to win. Somebody wins. And a lot of times it ain't the pros. It ain't the guys that are coming. It's regular people that are winning this thing. You can win. You can win big. And you can win big at Texas Card House. You like to play poker? Give it a shot, man. Give it a shot. You never know what cards you're going to catch. Okay? So you can win by catching the right cards, by being a decent player. You can win because you are in. So you got to get in. September 25th through October 14th. It is over $2 million on the line at Texas Card House. But if you want everyday play, $1, $2, you want $1, $3, you want pot limit, whatever it is. You got 2 locations that are best facilities for poker in the city of Houston, Green Ridge and Westheimer, and on 45 at Spring Cypress. If you're looking for poker, there's one place to go, and it's Texas Card House, texascardhouse.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I mean, I thought Shannon Sharp was done. I was just watching Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco break down the Texans. It would be impossible for them to know less about the Texans.
What'd they say?
They said absolutely nothing. They didn't know who they were playing. Shannon was reading statistics from the game. He didn't watch one second of it. But they were breaking down CJ and why CJ's not any good. And they don't even watch him play.
Well, I'm looking at the numbers. I see the video that Dream Shake sent us. Are these numbers from last year? When did CJ go throw two picks in a game this year? He hasn't,
he
right?
He just did.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The last play of the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it wasn't the last play of the game. It was
the last offensive play the Texans had, right?
Yeah. And
that's what I mean. The game was over at that point.
Yeah. Well, the game was over when Nico fumbled.
No. They were going down to potentially score.
Yeah, I know. And that killed them.
No. But the interception was the one that ended it, right?
Yeah. Ursary isolated. Yeah. Hines Allen got to him.
Yeah. You still had a shot?
Well, no, he just threw it. And he underthrew that pass terribly.
No. It was tipped. Ursin came around the corner.
Hines Allen had
I mean, oh, Hines that Allen last had one.
Tip
yeah.
on the
yeah.
wall.
Oh,
yeah, that's yeah, why yeah, it was yeah. a wobble.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. Yep. Well, the underthrow was awful. That contributed mightily. They were moving down the field, and then he throws that one. And then the tip ball, right. I got dumber watching Shannon Sharp, and I'm it's hard for me to get dumber.
Well, I don't blame him. Like, who wants to watch Texans Jags unless you have to, and we have to? Like, if those two as national voices aren't locked in on Texans Jags, I would understand.
Yeah, I guess I get it, I would suggest you go to Buffalo Wild Wings or Nick's place.
Shannon ain't going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, you know what? He needs to. Yeah, you can watch a lot of football. I mean, I watched a lot of the Colts game just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just by osmosis.
Any sports bar, but yeah, he doesn't want that hassle. Plus, he may end up getting entangled with some waitress there. He doesn't need that in his life.
Entangled?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Yeah.
Entangled?
I mean, it's one phrase for
it's
it.
It's one phrase one that word. They're using it's one now. Word to entanglement. Use. That's what happened with Will Smith's wife.
No, that was a. Was that what he called? What, that's what
that
she
was
called
the entangled
it?
With the with the, that one guy,
with the singer,
she,
who was like her son's age or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that was an entanglement there.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was yeah. So Shannon's been in enough entanglements to last him a lifetime. Cost him maybe $100 million. One of those entanglements.
Truth, the worst kind of entanglement.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that cost you $100 million. Those are the worst.
Those are absolutely the worst. Man, like, wait, what now?
Yeah.
$100 million entanglement? And I hate to say it. I don't want to go too far into this because some of y'all don't even know who she is. But Monique tried to tell him on his podcast to quit messing with those young girls and go get him a nice, heavy girl who likes
to cook.
Did
she say heavy?
Rub his feet. Huh?
Did she say heavy girl?
Well, something like that.
Are you making that up?
She intimated.
She did say that, hey, stop messing with the young girls.
Get somebody your own age who, you know, can treat you right, cook for you, rub your feet for you, this, that, and the other.
Mm. Shannon wasn't looking
I told
for that.
You, I went to a Steve Harvey concert one time, and Monique spotted me on the first row. I was on the first or second row because the Steve Harvey's agent or manager, Russian, I can't remember what his name was. He was, man, this is early. This is like 2000. And I got a hold of him. He's like, yeah, let me get you some tickets. Man, we were way too close to the stage. I was like, oh, my God. I can't be this close with Monique and Steve Harvey. And Monique, she saw me. Oh, I was like, please, Monique. She goes, oh, we got the white people here tonight. Like, oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. But she didn't. She's like, I love you, baby. I'm glad you're here. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Now I just got to survive Steve Harvey. Which right. I did.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Well, Nick tried to tell him, and he didn't want to. And he keeps messing around. I mean, go get you a big girl that can cook.
I don't remember
that's
her saying
basically
the big
what
girl.
She was saying.
But either way, Shannon chose a different path, and he went with He didn't pick big girl who can cook. He picked young thin girl who's an OnlyFans model.
When is that going to work out?
Never. It worked out for her. She retired.
Yeah, I guess it did work out for her.
She knew a lick when she saw one, and she hit one. She hit a lick. Then that was Shannon. John, you don't have to worry about that, though. Lance, you don't either.
Don't have to worry about that.
I wouldn't want that in my life, and I couldn't find it. Well, I take that back. Anybody that has enough money, which isn't me, you can find trouble with.
If you so choose, yes.
Yeah, if you so choose, there's somebody who's willing to give you trouble if you've got enough money.
If you're asking for trouble, someone can give it to you.
So if you have money.
If you have money.
You could be asking for trouble, and if you don't have enough money, you can't even get the
You
trouble.
May get trouble, but it wasn't. It ain't going to be attractive trouble.
Yeah.
According to, I'm looking at a graphic right now. According to Pro Football Focus, the best tackle in the league is Lane Johnson. He's left on an island 70-some percent of the time, and he wins. His win rate is 96% in that neighborhood.
Wow.
Josh Simmons is way up there as well.
Really?
Yeah. Josh Simmons. Joe Alt is up there. Who else? Oh, Jordan Mulata. He's up there.
Oh, two Eagles tackles.
Yeah, yeah. Titus Howard is not left alone too much, under 50%, but his win rate is high. 88%.
Howard's done a pretty good job this year.
Yeah.
I actually think he's been pretty good.
Yep.
And you know, and actually, Ed Ingram has hung in pretty good. You know, Jake Andrews, I know this is not a fun thing to talk about when the offensive line does good things, but Jake Andrews is a good run block. He had some good reps. He's actually, I'll give Nick some credit on this one. I think Jake Andrews is going to be a pretty good pickup for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a pretty good pickup. When he's played, now, this guy's missed a lot of time, but when he's played, he's been pretty good, and I thought he was pretty good on tape the other day, too, with some of the run blocking. He's a strong player. I think he's going to end up being their starter of the future if he can stay healthy, which has been a big issue.
Yeah. Ursary is like middle of the pack. They leave him alone about 58% of the time, and his win rate is just over 75%. He had a rough time with Josh Heinz-Allen, though. He had a real rough time, and rightfully so. Josh Heinz-Allen is one of the best in the league. That actually, I saw another stat. That combination, along with the Texans combination, is two of the best in the league. Denver's got the best combination. They put the most pressure. Those defensive ends put the most pressure on. And Benito's good. Is really good.
Benito can roll.
Yeah, he can
that
go.
Dude is fast.
Yeah. But the Texans and Jags are right up there. Ursary, yeah, this to me is on Nick Caley as much as anything, that he's getting beat by Heinz-Allen. Why are you leaving that rookie left tackle all by himself out there? Don't. Give him some help. I mean, you got a veteran who's one of the best in the league, and you got a rookie playing his third game. Give him some help.
Mm.
That's on Nick Caley, I think.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely on Nick Caley.
Yeah. All right, 7:38 ESPN. What did we miss today, Dell? We miss anything? 9:36. We miss anything today?
Well, we are early for that segment because we're late, way late. So
yeah, we got you'll find out what you missed in a second.
We're still on the 27 break right now?
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, we suck. Let's get to it. Walmart. Let's talk a little Walmart.
Walmart. The Walmart you knew is new. Who knew? Well, I knew because Walmart, if you go to walmart.com, you can find out that, holy crap, everything's here. And it's not just, you know, I bought a mattress, a twin mattress. I did a lot of research, make sure I had one that was rated highly, and I found a great price. The best price I could find was at Walmart, not a surprise. And so I ordered it online, and I went and picked it up. They have delivery available for you for household items, for groceries, for prescriptions. They can deliver everything. And did you know that they don't change the prices on you? You're not going to pay more for those deliveries where the prices change on all your groceries like some of the grocery stores do. That's not how they operate. So why don't you go with Walmart? Why don't you consider having Walmart do the shopping for you? You got a busy schedule, and you don't have time to get to the grocery store because getting through the store takes a certain amount of time, driving there, driving home, unloading it. How about the fact that all you have to do is unload it? Walmart, you can go online, shop for what you want online, no walking down the aisles, boom, 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 everything you need, can even be your prescriptions and household items. You put them in the cart, you send it, and it just shows up in your home, usually at about an hour, and you are good to go, and you have saved time. You can use that time more wisely, and the prices are going to make you extremely happy. It's walmart.com for all your online shopping, walmart.com.
Follow us on socials at ESPN Houston, and don't forget to have our push notifications on.
You gotta change your push notifications. Look.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We are way behind, but we got time for take a couple of calls and then figure out what we missed this week. Tim is first up. Let's get Tim in here. Hey, Tim.
Hello. I'm from Jersey and living out here in Houston, so I follow the Mets. Now, the Mets, the Cincinnati Reds have a tiebreaker over the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets have a tiebreaker over Arizona. If they all are tied, what happens then?
Let me look at it right now. Who wins a three-way tiebreaker? Here it is, between the Mets and the Reds. I got the answer for you right here. It is, let's see. If all three teams finish with identical head-to-head records against each other, then Major League Baseball turns to step-by-step list of secondary tiebreakers. That order runs through intra-division records, then intra-league records, and if they're still tied, further criteria is used. So, based on this, if they don't have identical records, they're going to look for clear head-to-head winner. If Team 1 has a better record against Teams 2 and 3, then Team 1 qualifies. So, I'd have to go back and look and see. Oh, the Mets lost their season series to the Reds 4-2, and they tied the Diamondbacks 3-3, while the Reds beat both opponents 4-2. So, basically, you're screwed. You can't have a three-way tie with the Reds. Yeah,
the Reds own all.
Yeah, but the Reds are also losing. I mean, Skeens is going today against Hunter Green. It's going to be a scrap. And the Mets need help. The Mets won in Chicago yesterday. Mets are playing better baseball. The Reds are coming back to them. So the Mets actually have a legit shot. I mean, Skeens needs to put it on the Reds today. But that game is going to be low scoring.
Yeah, right now, Mets a game up on both the Diamondbacks and Reds. So Mets, as we say,
they're good.
They control their own destiny.
Keep winning.
Cubs, Padres, that's going to be a scrap. Dodgers get whoever comes out of this, the Mets, Reds, or Diamondbacks, while the Brewers and the Phillies sit at home watching. This is going to be, this will be interesting. Cubs and Padres, that's a good series now.
Yeah, it is.
And the Cubs have a game and a half lead over
them.
It's
actually wild
how
wide open the American League and National League is right now. I mean, you've got divisions in the balance. Not all of them, but some. And you got wild cards that are wide open. So it's there's a lot for having five games left in the season. There's really a lot going on right now, a lot to watch.
Yep. And then it'll be a scrap in the American League, too. The Astros are going to have to go to the Guardians, probably. Yeah, Astros are probably going to have to go to the Guardians. That'll be a scrap.
I mean, if their season doesn't end in Anaheim.
That's not happening. I'm probably going. I'm going to probably go. You guys want to go?
To what? To watch the Astros complete their own collapse? Like, it's not as big as the Tigers.
You should go. You're a lot less likely to get beat up at that stadium.
Oh, no. There's me and like four other people. That'll be, you know.
And are they, can
three
they fight?
Of them will be Astros fans.
Can they all fight?
The Angels fans aren't Dodger fans. They're not a-holes. Angels fans are just very nonchalant, don't care. It's not like they have anything to be angry about. Mm. Not with the other fans. Ira's next. What's up, Ira?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. I just had a question. I didn't really remember. Did the Texans hire the GM first or did they hire D'Amico first? And the reason why I'm asking it is simply I know they try to model their franchise a lot after New England, you know, ran. And I know Belichick was the coach and the GM for, you know, the duration. So it kind of puts me in a mind frame to, you know, I think Casario's been doing a decent job with player personnel, but if something don't change this year, if they just have a bad year, do you ever think the Texans will fire Caserio and let D'Amico take over GM the role as well?
No.
So I just kind of want to know that, because I know when looking at New England, you know, as Belichick had his run, his personnel, it could change from year to year, but he always seemed to be able to make the adjustment, whether the offense was good, he had the offensive players, or he had the defensive players, and the defense was good. So, you know, the team never really waffled that much. And, you know, it looks like now the two main players I see that really just like they collapse the team in a sense is no Joe Mixon, so we don't have much run game,
yep.
And then no Tank Dell, so we don't have much of a passing game. And, you know, it just kind of flushes me for two players to be out, and they're that important to where your team can't score them more than 12 points a game.
Yeah, a lot to get to there, but yeah. I would say Tank Dell is, I don't know if Tank's ever going to be a factor again for them. He's coming back from a really serious injury. Nick's got 4 years left on his contract. No chance they get rid of him. You can forget that. They're not paying off all that money. And they're not going to give the head coach the GM job as well. Bill O'Brien existed. So Bill O'Brien was the big boss. Forget what you know about Jack Easterby. Bill O'Brien was the boss of everything, and that was an absolute disaster. And D'Amico wouldn't want that. He wouldn't want that. He wants the coach. So, yeah.
In what order do they go?
And D'Amico was definitely hired second.
Yeah, Caserio was here in 2021.
No. In what order do the
no, but
they
Ira
fire
did,
him?
Ira did both? Ask that question. He wanted to know who got
both
here
together.
First.
Well, yeah.
Well, I say both together, but I don't know if D'Amico got an extension. Probably did, but typically most teams like to fire both at the same time so you get a complete realignment. It's tough when you have a GM in place. Now, if the GM hires the head coach, that's fine. But it's really tough to get a head coach in first, because then the head coach is bringing in his own GM, and that means head coach has all the power, typically, because he handpicks his guy. So usually you want the GM to be first, or you want to bring both of them in together at the same time. And with Nick having 4 years, I don't think D'Amico's in any kind of trouble. Even if he has a losing season, I don't think he's in trouble.
So D'Amico got a 6-year deal to start. So he's only in the middle of year three.
He got a 6-year deal.
He does not have an extension, because why would he need one at this point?
Okay, so he and Nick are close enough that if they were disappointed, they could probably move on from both at the same time. Remember, this is a team that was paying Cully, Lovey, and O'Brien all at the same time. No, Cully, Lovey, yeah, and O'Brien all at the same time. And then maybe Lovey and D'Amico at the same time. I think Cully may have been paid off by then. So that's when you move on quickly from general manager, they're paying Bobby Slowick too right now. They're paying two coaches. I don't know if Lovey's still getting paid, but they're definitely paying two offense coordinators right now. If you fired D'Amico and even next year you fired D'Amico, let's say D'Amico has a bad year this year and next year, you still are going to be paying D'Amico Ryans for 2 years and Nick Caserio for 2 years. And on top of bringing in the new coach and a new general manager, that's just throwing money away. You've done a piss poor job when that's the case. And the Texans have done, you know, look at their history, and it's not good.
Real rough one for those guys there, you know. All that maneuvering they were trying to do in the offseason to get people ready to pay up for a new stadium. Starting off 0-3.
Wow.
I wouldn't even bring it up. Wow. Don't even let
yeah,
it
Yeah, you know,
me.
That's quiet. All's quiet on that front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, we really haven't heard any. Hey, how about that new stadium?
New practice facility, I think, is what they were talked about.
Both?
Well,
they want a new everything.
If I were you, I'd just work on getting some kind of bubble.
How about just work on winning some games, a game or two?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That'd be great. All right, we got a break. Del, what'd we miss? Anything?
Well, there is a woman online named Diana, if you believe that is her real name.
Is it one of Eric's girls?
I didn't take
the call.
Well,
let's give it a shot.
All right, well, quickly, let's get to her. Hey, Diana.
I am not one of Eric's girls. I've been a listener for, 12, 12, 13 years.
Okay.
I'm a really big fan of the show.
We believe you.
And I'm a little disappointed that y'all did not put me at the front of the line.
I know.
That's
well,
Del.
On you, Del.
Yeah, Del. As soon as a woman calls, she gets to the front.
Equal treatment, I say.
No. DEI.
Well, that was not on us. We apologize for
Del doing rudeness. That
too. We wish you would have been on earlier.
We open doors for women. Okay?
So do I, but this is a phone call.
Yeah, we open phone lines for women.
Well, I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much for doing so much for womankind.
We open really doors. Congratulations,
thanks
John.
Thanks for doing so much.
Oh, chivalry apparently is dead with you, Diana.
Go ahead, Diana.
My question is, so I understand that Earth 3 really needed some help in the last game, right? And Nick Haley should have identified that and fixed the problem. At what point, if at all, does Nico step in and, like, tell him, hey, man, we're getting killed over here. Can you get this guy some help?
Yeah. I think it happens next game.
I think it happens right away.
Yeah, I think you'll see it now. I think D'Amico probably in-game isn't doing a whole lot. Now, a lot of coaches will. My dad's been on teams where the head coach is yelling and screaming, at guys on the, it happens right away. Nick Saban is famous for doing
this game. It's Juice Scruggs that's going to need some help with Jeffrey Simmons. That's what's going to need. I mean, every game is different. They have great defensive ends over there in Jacksonville.
I don't know that
Jeffrey Simmons has been an ass kicker to the Texans.
Texans do catch a break. Tamondre Sweat went on IR, so they want to deal with him as well. But Jeffrey Simmons.
Did he play last game? I know Tavondre is out. I assume Jeffrey Simmons played.
Yeah.
He's probably not any good anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, he only has six tackles all year.
You want to bet on him not being good?
Well, I take it back. 9 tackles.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 solos. He's got 1 sack. Who cares? This guy's not dangerous at all.
Jeffrey Simmons, anyway. Who cares? No, that's you know what? Ursary going to need some help, but the inside they're going to need some help as well. You're going to have to keep a running back in, or you got to help with the tight end's got to help. But yeah, you're right. I mean, if he doesn't, Kaylee doesn't do it himself, then Miko's got to step in. He's got to step in. All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we got a little underdog.
Underdog Fantasy is a chance for you to take all that sports knowledge that's holed up in your brain and your analysis and all that. And all you have to do then is say, you know what? I'm going to analyze this game. I know how it's going to go. And I'll look at the statistics we have, and I'm going to say, nope, he won't have this many rushing yards. That's lower. Yes, he will throw for more than a touchdown and a half. That's higher. I think this receiver is going to have a huge game. So they've got higher than 79.5. I'm going to move that up to 95.5. I think he's going to have a huge game. Oh, look at the payout. Now it goes to 3.8 times the typical amount. So what happens is you can build entries that really become high-paying entries, even with as low as 3 and 4 players. You can have 3 players, 4 players, 5, 6 players, higher or lower, and play the flex option, which is basically like insurance. You can lose one and still win money. Your payout's a little lower, but you also have a chance to lose one and win money. How do you want to do it? Craft your own entries and start to make money and start to enjoy watching games that maybe previously you wouldn't have wanted to, but now you say, man, I'm playing along with the game I'm watching. Download the app. Use promo code Lance. It's easy. Lance on your first deposit. And once you do that, they will put $50 of bonus cash into your account as soon as you make your first $5 play. It's that simple. Download the app and use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Do you guys have a chess set at home?
Yeah, no big deal.
Oh, well, would you like a Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Nope.
$5,000 custom chess set?
Nope. You could stop with
Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, don't have to go further than that name. No.
Jeffrey Epstein is the king, okay? And he's got a bunch of models. He's got a bunch of models that are the other pieces in the chess set. It's a $5,000 chess set that Jeffrey Epstein commissioned an art studio to do.
No.
Do you guys want a Jeffrey Epstein chess set?
No, it's ghoulish. I don't want that. I don't want to live in a haunted house. I don't want any of that stuff. No, keep all that type of stuff away from me.
You guys remember the Coldplay couple?
Yep.
Well, it turns out that, you know, the executive was there with his HR person.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the HR person's husband was also at the Coldplay concert with a date as well.
Hold on.
Where'd you hear this?
It's on the Daily Mail right in front of me.
So, while she was ostensibly the cover for the one cheating couple, she was being cheated on?
No, okay. So, John, you got to explain this because the HR rep was the girl that was turning red. Do you mean the girl that was there with the executive?
Yeah.
That's right. The HR rep is the woman. Andrew
you
Cabot.
Said the one who was covering. Dale, you're talking about the girl who was turning red standing next to her, right?
Yes, the one. Yes. That's what I'm asking about. So, whose husband was also there? The woman who was cheating or the other woman in the shot? That's what I'm confused by.
So, the husband of a human resources executive caught cozying up to her married boss.
Okay, now I got it. I got it.
Was actually at the same infamous concert with his own date.
So, are they in an open relationship or they were both just cheating on each other?
Well, apparently they were separated at the time.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, why was she so? Well, I guess it would be because
she was with a married man.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently they were at the concert as well. And so
what's the rule there? If you are separated and you both have dates for the night, should you be at the same spot?
Maybe they didn't even know they were at the same spot.
It's awkward if they would have ran into each other, I guess.
Are you going to go? Have you ever been to the Lexington, Kentucky restaurant, Mediterranean restaurant called the Oasis?
I can tell you no. I've never been to Kentucky.
Oh, you've never been there?
No.
Okay.
Never.
I don't know that.
Well, apparently, the restaurant has been fined $25,000 by the Human Rights Commission for discriminating against a patron over her service dog. They kicked out a disabled Navy veteran, was denied service, told to leave the restaurant because of her service dog. Do you feel like restaurants should be kicking out veterans who are disabled because of that? You're bad people. I'm never going to the Oasis restaurant.
So it was an obvious disability? Was this person blind? What was the disability? Do we know?
It was a female. No, we don't. We do not. Well, we could know, but we don't have the story anymore.
Already
erased.
So Sean, the great Sean Mapes says this is because of all the non-service dogs who've been in that restaurant. So they just have an hour rule. Beat it. Anyone with a pet.
People just bring dogs places.
Yeah,
I was getting pokey the other day. Some woman just walked in with her dog on a leash, just like that's normal behavior. This is an Austin woman. What are you doing? You can't just walk around with dogs anywhere.
Say
you
Portland?
Go.
What's wrong
Say
with you?
Say Portland or Austin. Yeah. Stop.
We're in Houston now.
We're in Houston.
Here it is.
You got to have some kind of special dispensation for it.
Like, I don't freak out, but it is a little weird. Just you bring your dog into the bank or HEB. Why is the dog here?
People will put the dog, small dogs, just in the shopping cart. Just put the dog there. I'm going to bring Splits and bring him there.
So you want to be part of the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
Bring Splits so he can poop all over the floor at the restaurant.
No, he doesn't do that.
Oh, he probably does.
He knows what he's doing. He's super smart. He's crazy smart.
Okay.
Your dog is super smart.
Smarter. I wish Splits would give you some sports stories instead of your kids sometimes.
Yeah, I was talking to Splits about the Rockets.
That's it. We're going to have to sign Westbrook now. Get out of my house.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes. Is Mapes here?
I told you. Sean's here today.
Oh, Mapesy, what up with the beautiful hair? Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN.
97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.